It's time to get away, get away, get away.
You better believe it's time to get away. Dre's here to talk about travel on a Tuesday so you can get away for the weekend. Get Away with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, an Australian-owned company founded by two passionate travellers, Aravinda and Livia, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, promoting practical and ethical tourism, urging you to spend less time travelling and more time exploring. Dre, you went remote in MIA last week.
Yes, I did. I went to a remote cabin in Victoria's Alpine region.
Oh, that's very nice.
Really nice. So, limited power, limited water.
Oh, really?
No reception.
Oh, that limited.
I really got away, didn't I?
You did indeed. Were you celebrating anything special while being away?
I knew you were going to go there. Yes, I was celebrating my birthday, but let's not go there because I got older today. Well,
that's birthdays for you.
I know.
If you went back in time, that'd be amazing.
That would be something different.
Yeah, I know. But it was nice.
Yeah, coming from a dense Sydney suburb, it's really nice.
Yeah.
So instead of light bulbs, we had firewood. It was kind of those things. Like, so you just lit fires, that lit up the whole place. It was so nice. And sometimes we need to go to a remote area to reconnect with ourselves, if you know what I'm getting at.
I don't, but go on.
Because I got back to Sydney and I was so zen.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great. And then it went away really quickly. But it got me thinking about a couple of remote areas you can go travel to around the world and the things you can do there.
Awesome. And that's why firstly, we're going to the Kimberley.
Yes, start off in Australia, because in Western Australia, the Kimberley is an isolated region. So it takes over Australia's northwestern corner. So if you're looking at the map, it's the left top hand side of the corner.
Yeah.
And it's three times larger than England with a population less than 40,000.
Is that serious? I had no
idea. Yeah. So wilderness frontier, you'll find wildlife, waterfalls, freshwater swimming holes, towering cliffs, very impressive canyons as well, and some of the oldest rock art in the world, as well as several outback stations.
And they've got a place called Horizontal Falls.
Yes. So you know how a waterfall just goes vertically?
It's vert, yeah.
Yep. In Kimberley, they were like, we don't need this.
We got you,
babe. Standard. It's a tidal phenomenon. It's actually sideways. So what it is, like this powerful tides from the Indian Ocean, they create these currents that are naturally very strong and it forces its way into really two tiny gaps in the McLady Range.
Oh, yeah.
So the sheer volume and the tidal flow that moves through these gorges create immense rapids and this dramatic waterfall effect that happens on either side. So you're actually looking at a waterfall on its side.
Cool. There's some gorgeous gorges. And you can find the, so it's in Talbot Bay, the Horizontal Falls.
Yes, so it's part of the Buccaneer Archipelago and you can see it by air, so you can take a seaplane or a chopper from Broome.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Or you can get on a boat and see it right in front of you. Kind
that
of
sounds
rushing
really,
towards
really
you, which
lovely.
Is quite scary, but it's beautiful. I've put a picture up there and you could see these two gorges and this tiny bit of space that the water can go through, and then you just see a whole lot of foam going on there.
And while the good folks there at Essence Sri Lanka are helping us on our trip to Sri Lanka, we thought we might as well stop off at Ladakh in India.
Yes, so in northern India, Ladakh makes up the eastern portion of Kashmir. Such a beautiful place, and it's one of the country's most remote regions and least densely populated place. So ages ago, back in the 2000, maybe 10 or something, I was meant to go to Kashmir to there was the monsoon and the earthquake that happened there. Straight after that, so we were meant to stay on a houseboat that sunk, which was horrible. We went on it. No one was injured. But so we were like, let's go back. Let's go back and do this trip. We're meant to go up into the mountains, have a cook, have someone like take us up to the mountains.
A Sherpa.
Not really a Sherpa because we're carrying our own stuff. That's what we do.
Then core strength.
The war happened after that. So actually, this area has been fought over by India and Pakistan since the 1947 and India and China since 1959. So everyone wants a piece of Kashmir. And Ladakh is actually strategically important. So the Indian military remains a strong presence in the region and you can see them everywhere if you're there. But since 1974, the government of India had been encouraging tourism in Ladakh, and they should because it's beautiful. I mean, Led Zeppelin made a song on that, on that area. But a high-altitude, rugged desert, you've got incredible vistas, and you've got vibrant cultural heritage, which I think is a main thing there because it's so isolated. Buddhism is still very strong there, and you can see some Buddhist monasteries as well.
Cool. And obviously you love riding your bike around places.
So there's a very famous bike pass. So it's on a motorbike, the legendary Zoji La Pass, and it takes you through these thrilling high altitude terrain. A lot of river crossings. If you look it up on YouTube, it's pretty hectic to watch.
Yeah.
But also something a little less dangerous. Well, I would say it's still dangerous, but you can actually climb pretty nice mountains that aren't as high, but they're still high in the area. So the Tang Lang La is one of the highest mountain passes in the region, with an elevation of like about 5,360 meters.
And for some, if you wanted actually a holiday where you relax and it's a little bit less dangerous,
a little bit of relaxing,
you can check out the ancient Buddhist monastery in Ladakh.
Oh, so I've put an image on this up as well. It's beautiful. Yeah. So in the Nuba region, the Diskit Monastery is actually the valley's oldest and largest Buddhist monastery. Vibrant cultural hub as well. You can actually, if you're there, witness daily life blend in with ancient rituals and ceremonies as well. Yeah. You can even time it during the Tibetan New Year around February, March, because the whole place becomes so colourful. But for beautiful things, Danny, you do have to work hard for it, right?
Well, having you as a guest correspondent teaches me that lesson every week.
So you've got to climb all these stone stairs on top of a rugged cliff to get there.
Oh, no.
But beautiful, because you're going to get sprawling valley views, peaks, and the Shayok River, a view of that. But the place itself is stunning.
They don't have an escalator.
Come on,
ancient
you
Buddhism.
You know, it's funny. If you look at the image, you're like, they built these places on top of the cliff, on the side of the cliff, and it probably wasn't even that expensive. But when you want to build a house here, it's so expensive.
I can't even put up a tent.
Exactly. You've got to pay a lot for that.
Trey, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. See you next week.
See you next week.